Hey, everyone. Welcome to your podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
So far, so good. How's things in Hawaii, Todd?
It's good. This has been a week of get up early. glad this is the last one. Maybe I can get an extra hour tomorrow. But hey, everyone, welcome to your podcast. And yeah, it's still dark here. We're good, though.
Right. Well, technically, we're not actually here today. We're in Philadelphia today.
Oh, that's right. We're at Podcast Movement. So are you here with us? If you are, make sure you say hi. If you're not, boy, you're going to miss a great show. 2,200 people, but I'll talk about that more in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's going to be a good time, or it is a good time.
Right,
it's a little weird, you know, doing it a little ahead of time here, but we'll adjust.
Yeah. So anyway, in the news a little bit, Mike, there was a report that NPR and Edison that released about smart audio, and I saw the report yesterday, but haven't read it yet. Have you?
I haven't read through it in detail, but it looks very much like people that own smart speakers. And we won't say what they are, but you know the suspects: the Amazon, the Google, the Microsoft, and Apple smart speakers tend to listen to podcasts more than the average public, or the average person. It looked to me like 39% of smart speaker owners say they listen to podcasts at least once a week, but only 28% of them use their smart speaker to do so. So that was kind of an interesting thing.
Right. So what they're really saying there is that if you have one, you're more than likely, you have a higher percentage to being an actual podcast listener, which is kind of makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah, being that it's, Adam Curry's show, he always calls them talking tubes. But, it's an audio device in most cases, although I do have one here that has a video screen on it, which I'm still not sure about.
Yeah, I've got one of those too. But, I guess it's one of those deals where I think we'll watch over time how the percentage of consumption is on those devices right now. They're really not breaking out, but everyone's really excited about them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, I listen to podcasts on them once in a while, but a lot of times I just Bluetooth it from my phone because that's where I keep all the podcasts that I listen to. So I don't know if that counts, but they're handy.
Well, that's cool. So we'll see where that leads. Kind of more importantly, or kind of surprisingly, the makers of S-Town are in the news, not for necessarily the podcast content. Well, yeah, actually it is, but the state of the subject of S-Town, John McLemore, is that how you pronounce his name?
McLemore, I know it.
McLemore, okay. So I need a little assistance here in the morning in speaking English, but they're suing the makers of S-Town. Of course, that's the same group behind This American Life. Of course, Brian Reed is part of that, and he's the host. So they say that he's been exploited in these podcasts, and the subject of their lawsuit is around the simple fact that he may have had some sexual preferences that maybe weren't completely public that was released and implied or said during the show. But anyway, they're being sued by the estate of this guy, and I sure hope they got their signed release, but they've got this lawsuit's got a long uphill battle, especially if this individual was giving out his interview freely.
Yeah, and I listened to S-Town. It was an interesting thing, and I think part of the reason for the lawsuit too is it's actually going to be made into a movie. Oh. And I think everybody, the sharks are smelling blood in the water and they want some money.
Oh, that's therein lies maybe the crux of the lawsuit. So, well, we'll see. They want maybe someone wants their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
But it's probably a good thing if you're doing some some documentary or doing a in-depth hit piece, it might be advisable if you're doing interviews to get signed release forms. In those types of cases, just doing straight up interviews, really not needed, but I know some people require them even for just a general interview show.
Yeah, so, you never know. I mean, you know, it's better to cover your bases than not. But then again, you know, if it's just an informal interview, you know, like, you know, I've every once in a while interview people on my show. And when I do, I don't bother with a release. And, you know, if they ever ask me to take it down, I'll just take it down. I don't care. You know, but that's, you know, you don't want to get into legal trouble, especially if, you know, something goes big, you know, like getting a movie deal about your podcast. I mean, if you're doing this kind of series, you know, you're more likely to end up with, you know, with complications, I guess would be the right way to put it. But anyway, Jen Thorpe wrote that up over at Podcaster News, and she has a little more in-depth information about that.
So the link will be up in the show notes for those of you who want to check it out. So a brand that you and I are very familiar with that was around in the early days of podcasting is relaunching a podcast movement. It's called TalkShoe. And it's kind of like the same type of system as Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they were, I think, below before Blog Talk. And they've never really gone away completely, but I do believe they were sort of abandoned for a little while. And they're coming back. So it'll be interesting to see what they do over there.
You know, they were at Podcast Movement last year, and I was looking at their website thinking, are they going to make an update? And so I guess they are. So we'll see what happens here with their announcement and what they're how they're relaunching, if they're rebranding, if they're re-engineering or what. So time will tell on that.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see, you know, whether it's a good place to be or not, who knows, but might be cool to check out.
Yep. So. Well, the big news, of course, is the big event is Podcast Movement is in progress, and you, myself, and I didn't say that right, Mackenzie, yourself, and I, we are we're in Philly. And getting to, you know, actually the trade show floor opens tomorrow. So we're technically setting up today and getting ready to see the mass, 2,200 folks. It's, I guess that's sold out.
Yeah, that's one of the, I don't know what Blog World's numbers ever were, you know, back in the day, but 2,200, I've got to say, that's got to be pretty close to as many as any of them.
Yeah, and I think the actual new media show or the trade show, I think at its peak had about that many. So we'll see, but, you know, we're all busy. You know, it's I'm on three panels, Mackenzie's on two. Yep. Tuesday starts out with the State of Podcasting. That's a heavy hitter panel with lots of luminaries. And then Thursday, I have two panels, or not a panel, but a session. And then going to the big room immediately following that, I'll be doing a session on strategies, social media strategies for podcasters. It was well attended last year. Then immediately following that, I'll be on a just a two of us will be on the big stage talking about the IEB podcast metrics and the guidelines and the ramifications of that. And of course, talk just a little bit about certification because we're in the middle of the IEB podcast staff certification at the moment. We went through, had our auditors on the phone for 3 days this past week and or last week and going detailed into the code. And then now it's more about them checking to make sure that the code works. So they're doing going to be testing in the next 2 weeks. They're going to be testing against some target media URLs and making sure it does what it's supposed to do. So, and answering lots and lots of questions. But that those three sessions that at least I'm in, I think are going to be well attended. So the two, Mackenzie's on a couple of different panels as well.
Yep. He's on the What You Need to Know About Podcast Hosting and Using Music in Podcasts. So, and she did the What You Need to Know About Podcast Hosting. She did a panel, I believe, in Orlando that was similar to that. So that was pretty well attended. And I think we had representatives from VoxNest, from Blueberry, Libsyn. I forget who else. There was a couple more. Podbean, I think.
And so maybe it's one got more. All the major podcast hosts on there talking about,
it's one of those things, you know, we all kind of get together sometimes for stuff like this, or you all do anyway. The same thing as your State of Podcasting panel. It's right. Usually, you and the Robs.
Yep. I got to tell you, it's, you know, going to this conference or others, it's always, you know, the way I look at it is, for me, it's first of all, we see people we haven't seen all year. Meet new people, get to talk to podcasters, get to get a refresh, get some new fresh ideas for our shows by going to different sessions. They've got quite a track lineup this year. And if you're not coming to Podcast Movement this year, you really, really need to put that on your bucket list for 2019. And if it's a matter of finances, start putting a little money away now to save for the event next year. And I don't know where they're going to hold it next year, but you know, this year it's in Philly. And I don't know if they'll move it back a little more center or if they'll keep it on the little more East Coast next year.
Yeah, well, they've been kind of going, they were center for the first three and then went West Coast last year and East Coast this year. I wonder if they'll go back to the center or maybe Vegas. That might be all right.
Their show's growing to the point where they may have to go to a bigger venue. Right. So, you know, if they have 2,200 people and they need, let's say they're going to go to 3,000, then, you know, the venues they're going to pick are going to have to be bigger.
Yeah.
And maybe an actual convention center versus a hotel's convention center. So I guess we'll see. And I'm talking to Dan Franks this morning to get the latest and greatest before the show opens. So that'll be interesting to get information from him. But anyway, this is a good event to go to, and we're actually got some things happen with the Blueberry as well. We're growing next week.
Yeah, we got a new dev team member. I haven't met that person yet, but apparently they start full time next week.
Yeah, they start full time on the 30th, and this is a great addition to the team. I'm excited about. You know, we've had a lot of course, we've got permanent devs, but we also have had a lot of interns in. The interns are great, but it's nothing better than having a full-timer that's there and ingrained and from a longevity standpoint, it's a lot better.
Right. It's just, it'll be nice to have somebody that isn't going to be leaving in a few months.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that way they're up to speed and they stay up to speed, which will be really good. And, you know, of course, we've got stuff in the cooker.
a lot of stuff that's on the edge of finishing. I mean, it's there's just a stack of stuff. So it's good, though. Angelo's planning on the interns is coming down the end here, and these projects are going to wrap up. Let's talk a little bit about support, Mike. What's going on there?
Yeah, just some of the same old, same old. But it just seems lately there's been a lot of people that are having a hard time understanding how the directories work and the apps work. Such as Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Google Play Music, which still does exist. And some of the others. I swear I get 3-4 of these a day. I've posted my episode this morning. And it's not on iTunes yet. Well, first off, iTunes doesn't exist anymore other than in a software. But anyway, we keep beating that horse to death. But it's not on the directories yet because that directory has not pulled your RSS feed. And notice
that
I said
means
pull.
Queried it, pull it, loaded it,
right.
It touched it. Yes, pulled, yeah. Not push, pull.
Right, and the best thing you can do I think we keep beating this dead horse, but you know, we got to get the word out. Best thing you can do when you post your episode, if you want to verify that it is working, subscribe to your podcast in whichever app of choice you're using, a normal app. Don't Stitcher and Google Play kind of work differently, and Spotify works a little differently. But for the most part, you know, if you're subscribing to the RSS feed in a regular podcast RSS app, you should get your episode fairly quickly. You know, that's accounting for all the caching and everything that goes on. So, you know, hour or two at the most. Okay, that's one way. Second way is just go load your feed over at Cast Feed Validator or in your Firefox browser. Firefox works this way. None of the rest do. But Cast Feed Validator will tell you what episodes are in your feed. Just make sure that last one is there.
Yeah. I think the subscribing to it, and just if you're an iOS user, just subscribe via any, you know, via any, well, any app on any phone. And then what it does is, even if you subscribe via iOS, it still is technically subscribing to your feed. Mm-hmm. It's not subscribing to any magic stuff going on at iOS or at Apple. It is purely pulling that feed into the to your mobile device, especially if you're using the iOS podcast app. And it should be there almost instantly. Again, if you have some sort of cache or something in your site, it might be a little slower, but you know, it'll be very, very quickly following.
Yep. And like I said, I just tend to get that one an awful lot. You know, and as I was explaining, you know, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music work a little different because they actually download an episode and then they redistribute. Right. And I think Stitcher actually passes through now, too. I'm not positive.
Yeah, but I think Stitcher is passing through, yeah.
Right, but for, you know, for the most part, one, you know, until Google Play or Spotify actually pulls your feed, that episode's just not going to be available until they do. And right. You know, there's not much you can do with that. It's not pulling. It's pulling it from the RSS, but it's not serving it through the RSS like the other apps do.
Yep.
So, but that's really about it in support. Other than this week, support's going to be a little slow on the phone. You know, I may be able to answer the phone once in a while this week. So your best bet is to use the contact form over at blueberry.com or email support@blueberry.com. Sean and Dave and I'm sure I will be in there some. Also, we'll definitely try to take care of you. But, you know, the people that are answering the phones, both of us are at Podcast Movement. So
that's a fact. If there's 2,200 people, we're going to be very busy Tuesday and Wednesday. I think we're going to be five deep, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so. That'll be a good thing. But you know, that will slow down the phone support. So just leave a message. I will try to get back to you when I can. If you know, and if it's urgent, you know, use the contact form.
All right, that's kind of a short and sweet show there, Mike.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a short. You know, we're getting ready to go to Podcast Movement, and I was goofing off this week, camping and working at the same time. So,
well, you had you know that's the beauty of you know what you can do. You can work wherever because even if they're doing construction inside your house, you can bust off and go to the beach really and work. So that's the amazing thing.
Yeah. I had a little, my office is still being renovated, the basement around it. And I had a guy with a jackhammer down there the other day, and I just didn't want to work here, so.
Yeah, jackhammer in your house, and not my idea of fun and productivity. That's, you know, that would have been a fun, just avoid the noise. I got a jackhammer. Oh my gosh, it's like living in New York on the street or something.
Exactly. So yeah, it was kind of cool from the campground. The wife got to go soak in the pool, and I got to sit in the RV and watch the dogs and work. So
yeah, I saw a picture of you on Facebook where your dogs were joining you for it was actually when you were at the house. They were your customer support.
Yeah, that was in the camper actually.
Oh, it was in the camper.
It was in the RV. So anyway, we're getting off into crazy land here.
Yeah, it's fun. So. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us on your podcast. If you have topics you want us to cover, please let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. But don't forget about the PowerPress podcast that is the companion podcast here at Blueberry that's on the opposite week. Get subscribed to both those. You can get both those shows or both these shows at powerpresspodcast.com. Just pick the right subscribe link on the sidebar. And you'll be good to go. But definitely don't forget, with this new Google Podcast stuff out there and the release of PowerPress, you now have got the ability to automatically support your your show on 2/3 of the most popular devices in the world, and that's Android. So get out there and promote it. All right, Mike, we'll see you next time. If you want to, how can they get to reach us if they want to send us an email?
Well, we have a show email. It's yourpodcast@blueberry.com.
And of course, I'm Todd at blueberry.com, or Mike, you're
Mike@blueberry.com. See, we make it real easy here.
Yeah, easy peasy. All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on Your Podcast.